everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us. Bone mass power and the ruggedness you need, that's what you'll get at the Grass to Grid Bull Sale hosted by Griswold Cattle. Owners John and Jeannie Griswold invite you to join them Saturday, April 13th in Beaver, Oklahoma for this year's sale, featuring 250 bulls, 250 cows, and 250 heifer calves, possessing the finest Angus, Sim Angus, and Main Angus genetics around. For more information, click over to griswoldcattle.com or call John at 405-780-3300. If it's consistent quality you demand, this is the place to get it. Now go mark your calendar. April 13th, Griswold Cattle's Grass to Grid Bull Sale.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Well, strong gains have quickly moved into the lean hog trade here today, with triple-digit gains replacing the sharp triple-digit losses that developed early on Wednesday. Corn futures about 1.25 cents higher, the Dow Jones 10 points lower, NASDAQ up 35 points. And live cattle buyers have slowly moved into the market, with traders backing away from early morning losses. The renewed support in the lean hog trade throughout the morning seems to have allowed some spillover confidence to move into the nearby live cattle trade. April futures remain lightly traded but are leading the complex with a 27-cent gain. These gains are offset by losses of 20 to 50 cents developing across the rest of the complex. Very little general market news has developed over the last couple of weeks, with beef values chopping around with a moderate range based on current supplies and short-term demand. Box beef cutouts today were higher, up 52 cents in select and up 44 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 78 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, moderate pressure quickly developing today in the complex as traders continue to slowly back away from the recent gains seen over the last couple of weeks. Even with current market pressure, feeder and cattle trade remain stuck within a wide sideways trading range. This could add even more market shifts throughout the month of April. Traders are also expected to increase overall placement levels to be seen throughout the rest of the spring, but this is still not expected to spark widespread market movements at this point. May futures have posted a dollar per hundredweight losses, but the $149 per hundredweight price threshold seems to be holding. This is still well above short-term support levels of $147.27 per hundredweight. Meanwhile, grains were trending higher today, with corn trade 1 to 2 cents higher. Soybean trade was 3 to 4 cents higher today, with trade remaining solidly range-bound, with action likely to remain choppy with little new on the report yesterday. Meal was $1 to $2 higher, and oil 5 to 15 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was flat to 9 cents higher, with spring wheat leading once again. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.